Viktor Orbán, European Union has abandoned Christian heritage for LGBT hedonistic paganism. By Kurt Zindelka on July 23, 2023. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán accused the European Union of abandoning Christian heritage in favor of hedonistic paganism of LGBTQ+ campaign against pro-family nations. Speaking before the 32nd Balvanual Summer Free University and Student Camp Festival of Ideas and in Romania's Bialatushenit on Saturday, the Hungarian leader struck out against the European Union for giving up on its democratic ideals, engaging in population replacement, and of trying to impose leftist ideology surrounding gender upon Christian countries. Mr. Orbán, the longest-serving national leader in the European Union, said that the continent is suffering from an identity crisis, arguing that the liberal ideals of the Enlightenment are showing their weakness. The Hungarian PM said that two centuries ago, leftist intellectuals believed that rejecting faith and destroying Christianity would usher in a utopian society based upon rationality. Yet, he argued that this was just an illusion, and that by having rejected Christianity, we have in actual fact become hedonistic pagans. For Orbán, this is most clearly demonstrated by his ongoing battle with Brussels over progressive ideas surrounding gender. The Hungarian government enraged the liberal sensibilities of many in Western European capitals for introducing a law in 2021 to prevent the spread of LGBTQ+ content material for children. In response, the bloc began to withhold coronavirus relief money from being sent to Hungary. The PM said on Saturday that the European Union is waging an LGBTQ campaign against pro-family European nations, saying that the political class in Brussels is not accountable to anyone, is not Christian, and does not hold convictions. Therefore, he said, we have no choice, we love Europe in vain, it is ours in vain, we must keep fighting. We have here the LGBTQ gender campaign which we have since learned can only be fought off on a communal, on a child protection basis, he said. Orbán has also come at odds with the unelected European Commission over demands to accept migrant redistribution quotas, which Hungary has argued are unfair as they oppose the move by former German Chancellor Angela Merkel to unilaterally open up the borders of Europe to mass migration and therefore should not be punished for protecting its borders. In order to force migrants on countries such as Poland and Hungary, the EU recently agreed to impose fines of €20,000 for each migrant a country refuses to take in. So far, Budapest and Warsaw have vowed to not pay, potentially setting up a showdown in Brussels over the issue. In his speech in Romania, the Hungarian PM said that European Union was engaging in population replacement through mass migration. We don't want everyone to have the same faith, we don't want everyone to have the same family life, we don't want everyone to participate in the same holidays, but we do insist that we have a common home, we have a common language, we have a common public sphere, we have a common culture, and this is the basis of the security, freedom and welfare of the Hungarian people. And so it must be protected at any cost, Orbán said. The Hungarians, he vowed, will not make any compromises and will not give in to either political or financial blackmail. Concluding his address, the Prime Minister said, we must keep our wits about us, in the world economy we must build connections, in the debates in the European Union we must keep fighting, in intellectual issues we must persevere, and in the unification of the nation we must remain immovable. The Lord above us all, Hungary before everything else. Come on Hungary, come on Hungarians. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.